Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday Morning Recap. This will be our March Madness preview show. We're picking all the winners today. Courtesy of MyBookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Very happy to announce we've signed on with MyBookie for the next entire year, kids, all the way through next April. We'll be with MyBookie.com. We've had a great relationship with those guys over the years, and it's been fun. I also like that the deal closed right after we lost the Players' Championship yesterday.
It was tough.
Boy.
Almost took him for a couple grand.
My God, dude. If you watch the golf show, Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, I had Xander Schauffele. You had Wyndham Clark. We were both number one.
You also had Wyndham Clark. You just put money on him.
But it wouldn't have counted towards the win, but yes. It was 45 to 1. It would have paid off of $4,500. I had him top five. I won that. Was not expecting Scottie Scheffler to shoot a 64 on the final fucking day and win.
That's like two out of the last three tournaments. Somebody's had a six or six under or better on the final day.
Yeah.
To win
the and it's boned
tournament.
Me.
Yep.
Both yeah. times.
Well, yep. That's because you're from Delco.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
luck of the Irish.
Yeah. It's karma. Yeah.
Luck of the Irish. That's Murphy's Law right there. Sure. Anything is. That can go wrong will go wrong. That's my middle name.
And it did. It definitely did. We both finished second in that one. Scottie Scheffler came from behind and won the entire thing.
It was great, though.
Like, it was awesome a blast finish. To watch, just not fun financially.
Scottie's best player in the world, most dominant.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to keep making him interesting. He's on a tear right now that's kind of comparable to Tiger in 2006.
You're getting close. Interesting part was 1-2 finish, same as last week.
Yeah.
Scheffler, Clark.
I mean, if Scottie goes to live, right? Wyndham Clark's all of a sudden the most dominant guy on the PGA Tour.
He's probably going to win four tournaments then at this point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for real. Like, he would have won four because he got the pebble. He would have won probably the last 2 weeks. He looked the best down the stretch yesterday.
So, we'll see.
Fuck, man. But the Masters should be fun this year. John Rahm, at least, can try to throw a wrench in Scottie's plans. Before we get to the picks, we'll sneak on over to the NFL here. I was on a flight, so I got your thing, and I couldn't figure it out until the end there. Justin Fields got traded for a conditional sixth-round pick to the Steelers. Is that correct?
Well, the Eagles finally got their quarterback.
They did. Thank God. They got Kenny Pickett. Yeah. So small hands should be the answer there. And
it's going to save him a lot of money on gloves because they can buy smalls instead of extra larges, which is what a quarterback usually wears.
Kids gloves. Mm-hmm.
You win in the margins.
Oh, yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, that's a money ball move.
Yeah.
Sure is. But, yeah, I don't understand why the Falcons didn't do that. Instead, they dropped $180 million. On a quarterback when they could have got a six-round pick for Justin Fields?
Who cares? Because Justin Fields stinks.
He's going to be. They did say he's going to back up Russell Wilson.
They have to say that, though, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what's going to happen. I think he wins out of camp.
No way.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Zero chance.
He's only got $1.2 million. What's the worst that happens? Yeah. He cut Russell Wilson?
I mean, Wilson's free at this point, right?
Here's what's going to happen. This is putting on my fucking Swami hat right now.
Okay.
Russell Wilson's going to be an absolute nightmare in camp with all of his fucking prima donna bullshit. And it's Mike Tomlin, remember, who doesn't put up with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin Fields is going to win that job.
He seems like a good fit in Pittsburgh, though.
It's great.
Russell Wilson.
It'll bring him down a peg.
Oh, not Russell Wilson.
No, Russell Wilson's going to be a great fit in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah. He's a real small town guy, Russell Wilson.
Well, that's what Sierra wanted, right? She's like, I want to go to a big city like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
She's really into Permane Brothers and Pittsburgh style steaks right off the grill.
And for Justin Fields, there's nothing like starting for 4 years and then sitting behind somebody to learn.
He won't sit any amount of games, I don't think.
I agree.
My bold prediction for the next NFL season is that Russell Wilson's not even on that roster by opening day.
Is he going to learn how to hit somebody 5 yards out?
Who?
Justin Fields.
He can run for 20, so it doesn't really matter. For him, though, look, you need a game manager and then somebody to sneak around. I think Justin Fields was a great trade for them. I just can't believe it was only a six-round pick.
Yeah, buy low.
They
should have traded
him last
year.
That's what I wanted the
Falcons
to do.
But to be honest, you know, I was thinking about it over the weekend, especially after Minnesota made that move, right? Because all signs are pointing to Minnesota trying to trade up into the top three somehow. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of those three teams are trading that pick, right? Like, what are you going to have to offer Chicago, who has set their entire team up now to draft a quarterback?
Caleb Williams.
So it's not going to be them. Yep. Well, whomever it is, right? The Redskins are probably taking either Drake May or LSU guy. Mm-hmm. And then the Patriots will take whomever's after that. I don't think any of those three are trading out of those spots. So you're left with, like, are you going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy? Right? Like, I don't know what their real plan is. But this is my thinking. With Fields and Chicago, Chicago could have traded that number one pick for both of Minnesota's first-round picks and mm-hmm. had three first-round picks and given Fields a real shot to win. Because now they've got real receivers. They have a real running back. For the first time, they've never had any of this stuff when he was there.
Right.
Like they've made all their moves based on, and I understand it's an economics thing because you can reset the clock with a new guy, but they could have built a fucking really, really good team with three first-round draft picks, which is unheard of, and then two second-round draft picks as well, and kept Justin Fields, who is not a fucking crybaby loser like Caleb Williams is.
Yeah, it's, so I
don't know what, like, it's Chicago, though.
I know.
You could give them the entire first round of draft picks, all of them, and they would still find a way to lose.
Yeah, yeah, they'll fuck this up. They didn't fire their coach. He's staying there. You're right. They could have drafted down and got maybe Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison.
I mean,
Harrison is a guaranteed of four now.
They've got nine already. So they would have had 9, 14, and 23.
Which means, I don't know if they would have gotten Nabers at that point. They could still get Roma Dunze or
one of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, this wide receiver class is fucking
loaded.
Insane.
Loaded, which is probably why Egbuka ended up staying.
They could have gotten a wide receiver, a fucking offensive lineman, and a fucking edge rusher in the first round, and then another receiver or tight end or somebody in the second with another defensive player, I mean, like a cornerback or something.
That Texas dude who...
Remake your entire team like the Texans did last year. Like, you remake their entire goddamn team in one draft.
Yes,
but instead they want a guy who cries in the fucking bleachers.
But then Justin Fields is still your quarterback, and he still sucks.
I don't know, because he's never had anybody. So it'll be interesting to see.
We've seen too many examples. Like, Patrick Mahomes is an anomaly, but we've seen too many examples of mid-ass quarterbacks taking their teams to the Super Bowl and even winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then you'd have to pay him anyway. So, like, if he had a pretty mid or even below average season, you'd have to keep him, right? Like, if
you could franchise him for 1 year at 40,
also, yeah.
45,
I mean, who did CJ Stroud really
have? Then go back into the draft. Nobody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
that's what my thing with Fields, though, is like, well, he didn't have anybody, and
well, he had a coach that knew how to fucking play football.
Yeah,
that helps.
Well, yeah. And I think with
their
Houston,
offensive line was actually good too.
With Houston, like, Nico Collins was good in college. He just didn't have anyone to throw to him the year before. So I mean, the talent was there, similar to, you know, what Fields didn't have, I guess. Where it's like, all right, like fucking KOC, Kirk O'Chains here down in Atlanta. He's gonna have Drake May, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson. Maybe you're right that he could just fucking hand off the ball or throw passes.
No, he's going to light it up.
He's going to sling it.
Yeah.
I'm
Kirk
telling
Cousins
you.
Is going to throw for 5,000 plus yards.
Kirk Cousins,
we're going to
lose in the
first round.
We're going to lose in the first
he's
round.
He's a top 10 quarterback in the league. What else do you want?
More than one playoff win in the last 12 years. That's what
he'll do it. He'll get you to the second round.
Yeah. Well, a bye, probably.
I want to win in my lifetime.
That requires a one seed now.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. He's going to win a first round game, 100%.
Yeah, he'll win the wild card.
I think you guys probably lose in the conference championship game this year.
Oh, boy.
NFC sucks.
NFC does suck. So Atlanta, Green Bay, Detroit, and fucking San Francisco are good.
Everybody else. Are you fucking kidding me?
Everybody else sucks. I don't know what Philly's even going to look like next year.
Philly's going to be good.
You lost Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, but they got Saquon Barkley. Like, that the offensive line, like, Lane Thomas is probably going to get hurt, right?
Because
he can't juice anymore.
The offense is not the problem.
And then both, like, your middle and left side of your fucking offensive line is fucked after that. You know what I mean?
We're going to be fine.
Fletcher Cox retired.
Luckily for the defense, they've been stacking defensive players for the last couple of drafts.
Yeah, but we still suck. But thankfully, Vic Fangio is now our D coordinator.
Yeah.
We got rid of that loser, Matt Patricia.
He's off?
Probably.
He's out of there?
Probably a good call. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't ever trust anybody with two first names, especially one of them is a woman's name.
Yeah.
Exactly. Leighton Vander Esch just retired for the Cowboys there. Health. He couldn't. That neck injury was too intense.
Yeah, and what's his nuts from the Rams?
Aaron Donald
retired over the weekend as well.
He did.
Aaron good
Donald
for him.
With
first ballot Hall of Famer.
Probably the least recognizable at the time it happened Super Bowl winning play of all time.
Mm.
Yep. Yep.
Like if he doesn't get to Burrow, Burrow's one more half a second.
Half a second away from throwing that touchdown.
Yep.
I agree. I agree. And that won them the Super Bowl. And he can look back and say, all right, I spent my entire career with one team. I won a championship with that team. And I went to the Pro Bowl every single year.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. To defend. And he's going to be healthy for the rest of his life.
He is also small.
Yep.
For that position.
Yeah.
Like really small. At least these days, right?
That's why he fell down the draft. Yeah. He didn't go to like 14. Mm. And he's one of the greatest defensive players
of
all
Pitt?
Time.
He went to Pitt.
Yeah, but he was only 6 foot. He's actually probably 5'11".
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you can't do it. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to be like one of the top five ever, so fuck beast. You.
Yeah, he's got like 10 feet of rage inside of him.
Dak just reworked his contract here for the Cowboys.
It's a good sign.
Maybe they'll sign somebody else. Like, they haven't signed anybody all offseason.
Mike Williams.
Did they get Mike Williams?
No, they're going to.
Oh, okay. Oh, they need to.
There's one other big piece of news with the NFL.
What else?
The Chiefs got a receiver, potentially.
I sure did.
Who?
I sure did.
Hollywood.
Hollywood Brown, dude. Sign with the Chiefs.
They'll sign him, and then they'll sign... They'll draft Xavier Worthy from Texas, probably.
I agree. He'll be there right at the end of the
he
first.
He ran, what, a 4.43?
No.
He's not the...
Four
is he the 4.2 guy?
4.21. Mm. Yeah. 4.21.
He was the fastest 40 time in combine history.
4.21, that's right, yeah.
He was good. He's a receiver out of Texas. Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there 100%.
He'll be there in the second round, to be honest. But yeah, me as well. I mean,
I don't think he'll be there at 64.
They don't know. They don't need that much.
No.
They need an offensive lineman, probably another cornerback or something. But who knows how it's going to go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see Dallas, man. I mean, shit, they lost Michael Gallup. They lost their fucking running back. They lost Pollard. And they have done nothing. They've done nothing all offseason.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
How?
They'll either win the NFC East or finish second, make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to for sure make the playoffs.
And lose in the first round.
Yeah. But
that's
why not?
They do.
This is the second or third year in a row where they just didn't get anybody all offseason. Jerry Jones has the fucking money.
Yeah,
I don't really understand it.
Offseason's not over yet, but I don't know who...
Who's left?
For running backs, which is what they really need right now, right? Because they don't have... who's the running backs on their roster? That little short dude?
Yeah. Deuce Staley?
Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah. The K-State guy, yeah.
But you also don't build a team through free agency, right? Like the Eagles, quote-unquote, dream team was a total disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we signed it all these... We signed, like, Vince Young for some reason. We signed...
For the steakhouse coupon.
Yeah. Steakhouse is good. But
that's not how you build a team.
Jerry didn't know that... Or, I'm sorry, Jerry. The Eagles didn't know that he didn't actually own the steakhouse.
No, it's Mattress Mack.
It was a huge mistake.
And you just can't drop Dream Team when you're the second string quarterback.
No.
I mean, Vince Young also guaranteed he'd be a Hall of Famer. So,
one rookie of the year.
He did.
He did. And then it all fell apart after that.
He was pretty sick on Madden back in the day, honestly. You build a franchise with rookie Vince Young, go ham.
Minshew went to the Raiders. Raiders got their franchise quarterback. Right. They'll be going to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, they dumped Jimmy G, right?
Yep.
Did he go somewhere else?
Yeah, not yet.
Did you watch a Colts game last year?
Yeah.
He wasn't very good.
They were one play away from the playoffs. One play away from the playoffs. If that guy doesn't drop that fucking ball, they go to the playoffs. And they knew that. Franchise QB, no need to draft anybody.
Would you have preferred Minshew over...
Kirk
Cousins?
Yes, I would.
That's insane.
That's stupid. I would have.
Absolutely. Don't spend the money. Spend the money if it's going to be a franchise quarterback for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Don't spend the money.
I got to tell you.
On somebody that's 36 years old.
Baker Mayfield is who you think Gardner Minshew is.
We haven't seen Gardner Minshew, though, with that type of talent. And now I think we're going to. He's going to have the best wide receiver in the league there.
How old was Chris Chandler when he got you to the Super Bowl? He was older, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He'd been around for
a while. He looked like he was about to die.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of a Kirk Cousins, Chris Chandler situation. There's like a little...
We lost that Super Bowl bad, by the way.
But you got there.
Yeah, we did.
Wasn't Chandler with the Vikings for a while, too?
Yeah. Yeah, Chandler was there, and Steve Barkowski. It's just been a shit show.
So the Cowboys are going to draft a running back then, or what? Because I'm looking at the free agency tracker right now, and there isn't an available running back in the top 100.
No. Where did Derrick Henry go?
To the Ravens.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, so who's left?
Maybe it's a trade.
Any hobo.
Yes.
Any hobo.
It's a running back. Who cares?
Not for a team that plays, like, you want to play defense? Unless they're just going to sling it. If they're going West Coast offense, then maybe that'll work.
But right? They got rid of Michael Gallup.
You got, that's fine. You get another receiver, but then you got to load up.
CD Lamb.
You got to load up on fucking linebackers if you're going to play West Coast offense, because your defense is going to be out there on the field a lot.
Right? Yeah.
You need like at least one extra edge rusher, one extra tackle, and two extra linebackers to make that work. With that team, especially, because Dak ain't—he's not the most efficient dude in the world.
They're gonna be fine. They play the Commanders and the fucking Giants twice a year.
Yeah, but the fucking Falcons play shitty teams too. And you guys said, "Oh, they'll split those fucking games."
Yeah,
the fuck out of here.
Well, the Bucks are good.
The Bucks are not good.
Buccaneers are good.
Saints are a rivalry game.
Yeah, Saints are fine.
If you can get pressure on Baker and only you only have to really defend one guy, Mike Evans.
That's it.
Right.
That's all you got to do. They didn't even have a running back.
Although that's what it was last year.
Yeah.
And their offensive line sucked and they still won.
Yeah, they didn't have a fucking running back, and our boy Baker was carrying them.
He baked.
He did. And he got the contract. He got the bag for it. All right. Before we hop into our picks here, no, we're not doing a women's bracket. But if you sign up for Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, it is free. It is a private group. Just don't be an asshole. Every year we give away a signed jersey for whoever wins the tournaments and the brackets. We'll be setting that up tonight on Drinking Bros Sports. It is free to join. Anybody can win. And we always give away a huge signed jersey. This year, in honor of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Indiana State not making the tourney, we're going to turn back the hands of time. We're giving you a signed Larry Bird jersey from Indiana State. So, if you win the tourney this year in Drinking Bros Sports, again, it will be free to sign up. You will win a signed Larry Bird Indiana State jersey. Pretty fucking amped about that. I'd like to have that goddamn thing.
I think you should go full blonde, grow the mustache.
Like the new
grow the mustache, full blonde on the mustache as well. Larry Bird, it's just Joel back there. I'll show you a picture of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it's just Larry Bird, Indiana State.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of my faves.
One of the most upsetting, like, costuming choices or whatever I've ever seen on any TV show was on the Kroll show. Nick Kroll played Larry Bird.
Ugh.
And it was like, I couldn't even look at him. No. It was just foul.
No, it's terrible.
Nick Kroll, you mean the short Jewish guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy they had in Winning Time, though, on HBO, fucking rocks.
Because Larry Bird looks like Big Bird. Conspiratorial part of my brain is like, did they make Big Bird after him? Or when's the timeline here exactly? Because he's been around for a while.
The other part, too, about him being so big is he's had this fear of dying his entire life. Because he said that guys his height don't live past like age 70. So he's always thought he was going to die.
He's probably right.
So the jersey, if you win it, like he might die any second.
I got 3 years. That.
3 years left, yeah.
Yeah, but Kareem is 76, and he's, what, almost a foot taller?
Well, that's all praise to Allah.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
He's Muslim.
Yeah.
He's Muslim.
Well, it's Muslim, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
So you need this, I don't know what this haircut's called, like a pompadour? What the fuck is this?
That's an old school bowl cut.
I woke up in Indiana.
Yeah.
It's in Indiana. Fucking 70s.
Oh, well, maybe it's almost like a fucking, like Fletcher's afro.
It is.
But it's blonde. That's what. Can you do that and grow a mustache for the tournament? When's the tournament start? It's too late now.
No, it starts Thursday. In 2 days. Yeah. No.
Or I guess like
Tuesday.
The playing games.
Come on, dude. The playing games are awesome. Fuck you.
I can't
guys.
Fill out a fucking bracket till they're over.
Well,
because they do goddamn 10 seeds.
Are you expecting them to beat UNC?
I'm not talking about the 16 seeds, but there's two 10.
The winner plays Texas, Virginia, Colorado State, right?
Oh, no shit.
Yes. And then there's another one, Florida, Colorado.
Florida and whomever wins that one, yeah. Well, and then Purdue, that's a one, though, so that makes sense.
Boise's so playing somebody, right?
Texas,
well, I think
Florida,
it's Boise, Colorado.
Purdue, North Carolina, and I think that's it, yeah.
So it's hard to say. Like, honestly, like, if Virginia wins their playing game, I'll probably take them over Texas, because fuck Texas.
Yeah.
Like, they're just...
You hate Texas.
Yeah.
We got some sponsors here real quick that put this shit wagon on the air, and then we'll give you the picks. First and foremost, mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS. Doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. All of us will have money on these games here like crack addicts for the next 3-4 weeks here. And it's going to be a blast because that fourth week always leads into the Masters, which is fucking awesome. Tourney ends. Masters is the following weekend. Amazing time to gamble. And let's face it, you're probably stuck at work. You'll have it on your computer anyways. You want to feel alive inside? Put a 20 on one of these goddamn games. and fucking run it up, dude. This is your time to shine. My bookie's also got brackets if you want to enter that as well. You can pop on in there and win a shit ton of cash from these guys. I always do a bracket with them. Anyways, beautiful time to gamble and set up that account. Go to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit there up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. Next up, we got firstform.com/DRINKINBROS. Microfactors right here. I need them in my fucking face. I was in Los Angeles this weekend. Don't feel the greatest here. I got to recover with some vitamins. What's in them? Well, you got the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, probiotics, CoQ10s, antioxidants in the EFAs. Why am I taking vitamins today? Why am I so fucking amped about taking vitamins today? Because I didn't work out this weekend. I didn't do shit. I didn't eat the way I wanted to. I ate like shit all weekend there in Los Angeles. And I need to get back on the horse here. Got a little liquid IV and our good friends at First Form here with these microfactors, about to pound these in my mouth right now. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Check out their energy drinks, too. They're amazing. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros. These are a necessity, dude. I promise you, you can get rid of the jars of pills that are lying around and just have a fucking easy package with all the shit in there for you. Next up, we got the Bro Box. Bro Box is back, first month. Look at this. D'Anthony, how did this come about here? I'm going to show the back of it. Our Bro Box was never this fucking cool before.
No, we just have this rocks. We have a vendor who's actually good at their job now.
There you go. There you go. Tell everybody how to sign up and what's coming up for the Bro Box there on drinkingbros.com.
Yeah, I mean, you just go to drinkingbros.com and click the link. If you can't figure it out, then I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. But just as a reminder, we announced on Thursday the winner of our Olive Garden thing. We're going back and forth with him on when we're going to have him out. And he is bringing his wife. He let me know he's bringing his wife.
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
Okay.
They have to find.
I'll bring Jesse.
They have to find somebody to watch the kids.
That's fine.
But anyways, yeah. So if you sign up by April 1st, you're also going to qualify to get, be added to the running for this, minds.com thing I'm doing on the 27th of April.
Okay. Right? Perfect.
So yes, drinkingbros.com, sign up for the Bro Box, select your size.
Yep.
Basically. And everything is kind of based off that.
Yeah. So I just pop in an XL cause, daddy's kissing 6'4" here. Just comes right to your house. In this beautiful box, dude. Tell homeboy, I'm super impressed by this, by the way. I just got back into town and saw this. This is fucking awesome. You did a great job. Last but not least, hardafseltzer.com. Click on that store locator. Enter your city or zip code. Find the closest location nearest you. Shout out to everybody who came to the tasting in Weatherford, Texas on Friday night. Sold out of product there Friday night. And shout out to Ryan Mills. Ryan Mills will be at another tasting, and then D'Anthony and I are working on doing an event in Georgia in April here in a few weeks. Hopefully time it up with the Masters, which would be fun. But in Texas, we're in 50 HEBs, Kroger's down there in Houston, and then on campus, man, all these fucking college campuses. I know a lot of people are going to party to watch these games. Same with us. We're going out Thursday nights here to get wrecked and watch the opening night games here in Texas. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, University of Alabama's got you all stocked up down there, Rama Jamma. Ohio State, Standard Hall, Short North, Pint House, Urban Myers Pint House is great. All the brunches in Wilmington, North Carolina, because games start early. And UNC's got a one seed there in Wilmington, North Carolina. And Whiskey Creek Trail down there has got you covered. Look for Josh in the corner. He'll be raging all weekend and filling out brackets as well. My buddy Josh. And then we're in every single Total Wine in the Southeast. Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama. We're on campus at UT as well. Tennessee, do they get a one seed?
No, two seed.
Two seed. All right. Drink the pain away, dude. You didn't get that one seed. We're at University Liquors there on campus, and that Total Wine's in Knoxville.
It's okay.
Shout out to Frugal McDougal as well.
I like the one seed they're going against.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get to it.
I mean,
we'll get to it.
Do we really consider Purdue a one seed?
I don't think they'll even see Purdue.
They won't even, get to Purdue.
Well, let's start with it here, kids.
Or I think the better way to say that is Purdue will not get to them.
Yeah. Do you want to start with that, Brad?
Well, let's start with the weekend first.
Not over the weekend?
Not
yeah.
Not the singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the other guy.
Not Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is the gambler, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a pre-tournament weekend with so many upsets before. And conference championship games even, right?
That's conference championship, baby. That's usually what happens.
I mean, Mississippi State beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck? By 20 points?
It's a deep... Well, the margin is jarring.
I don't need my ones and twos to win the conference.
Iowa State beat Houston by 28 points.
Yeah. Sure did.
Right? Which is...
That's exactly the Houston we expect. Either they're making their shots.
Yeah. They shot 18% from three.
UConn did not win the Big East last year.
No, they didn't. Yeah. UConn actually did win this year, but Wisconsin upset Purdue, that's not shocking, to be honest. Although it's shocking that Wisconsin made it that far and did it, but it's not shocking that Purdue lost.
You know, the officiating, by the way, in the Big Ten tourney this year was the worst officiating I've ever seen.
And then on the road, NC State, who sucks on the road. I mean, everybody in college basketball kind of sucks on the road, but they really suck on the road. Upset. They went 5 in a row in the tournament to beat UNC.
Yeah, and they're 17 and 16 or
technically
something?
Technically not a rogue.
They're 22 and 14. No. They're 9 and 11 in the fucking
neutral
ACC.
Site.
9 and 11 in the ACC, including the tournament.
Never forget. Right?
Never forget.
The five games they won in the tournament. So they came into the tournament 4 and 11.
Sure
and
did.
Still won the goddamn conference championship.
Temple almost won the fucking American.
I mean, it's wild.
After being accused of point shaving.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, what you got to do? Sometimes you got to juke. You
know? The Duquesne game was wild because they dropped the confetti with about 18 minutes left in the second half for them to already win, which was bad juju. I would have been shook if I was a Duquesne fan in there.
There was nothing worse than the Kent State game.
What happened in Kent State?
They went up 1 point with 6 seconds left. One of the players didn't realize and immediately fouled on the inbound.
Oh, God. Is that how they lost that game?
Yep.
That's a real fucking calling a timeout with no timeouts left, Chris Weber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Everyone else went back on defense. He didn't know the score or how much time left or anything and just was like, oh, shit, I got a foul, ran up.
Oh, you guys aren't even old enough. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
93,
yeah.
Michigan?
Yeah.
The Fab Five?
I think I was born the next year. I saw the highlights later on.
That was two.
Yeah. You were at least 25 years old.
No, no. I remember watching the highlights later on. My dad told me about it. Shout out to Illinois for winning the Big Ten. Got a vested interest in that, which we'll get to probably next week. And fuck, man, there was a bunch of them, man. Auburn?
Yeah.
Auburn?
Yeah.
You know? Kentucky lost again. I can't figure out that fucking team.
That's
one
fine.
Of you is going to pick them to win it all.
That's fine.
One of you is. I guarantee it.
I have them in my final four.
Okay. But either way, it was fun to watch all the way around. Looking forward to the tourney as always here. Let's start off in the East, shall we? Number one seed in the entire tourney is UConn. UConn is playing Stetson. Any worries there?
No problems.
No.
UConn's a fucking horse.
There's no problems with UConn's entire bracket.
I agree. So next up, you got FAU against Northwestern.
FAU's got the fucking, I guess you would call it pedigree at this point.
They brought everyone back.
Yeah.
So they have the experience to make a Final Four run.
Yeah.
It's a brutal second round draw.
But they've got kind of hosed here, to be honest. Like,
I was concerned they weren't going to make the tournament because they didn't win their conference. And fucking USF didn't make their.
But if you're you're a scheduler, if you're on the selection committee, why put one of your fucking potential Cinderella teams up against UConn in second? Like, you know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I guess it's at least maybe you don't want UConn back there already. It's not. They're not. They're great, but they're not necessarily like a draw.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you just put them in there to pick them off.
Maybe. I've got FAU winning this because of their experience. Northwestern is new to this, not true to this. They're never in this fucking tourney. So I think that FAU-UConn match is definitely going down in the second round.
That'll be a great game.
It sure will be. And it'll be a great test for UConn.
Might be a scare for UConn, but UConn
fuck
should
win. Yeah, I agree. Next up, San Diego State, UAB. This is your world. What do you got here?
UAB sucks.
I think San Diego State's fine.
It's a 5-12, which is suspicious, you know what I mean? But not
but
this
UAB
one.
Had to win their conference to get in.
Yeah, which, technically means they're on a roll, but San Diego State's actually
San Diego
good.
State, I'm actually high on every Mountain West team.
Really?
So any Mountain West team that is like a 10 or 11, I'm going to take as an upset.
Well, they're like, remember the last couple of years, any of the teams, Gonzaga or anybody who like actually holds on to dudes for more than 1 year, they always have a fucking advantage.
Yeah.
Right. Those Mountain West teams, they carry dudes for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because they don't go pro. Next up, we got Auburn against Yale. Yale won on the last second shot, which was
Yale's not winning that game.
I agree.
I don't know. Ivy League's weird.
Ivy League had their run last year, though.
They always have a little bit of a run.
I think
one team does.
Every couple of years.
Well, only one Ivy League team makes it.
Oh, really? Never. I thought Colgate made it. Did they not?
That's not
Colgate's not Ivy League.
It's not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But
I got, they want you to think they are.
Yeah, I got Auburn there. BYU against Dookie Knees. What do you got there?
BYU.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Pittsburgh's going to show up for Dookie Knees.
Yeah, Dookie Knees is in full force.
This is. I think this game's going to be interesting.
Put some respect on the Big 12.
Duquesne making the fucking tournament ruined the Pat McAfee show this morning. They wouldn't shut the fuck up about it, talking to their accent. It like made the accent worse. Are you fucking kidding me? God damn it.
I'm going to roll with Dookie Knees, dude.
I kind of like Duquesne.
And the points.
You shouldn't.
It's two different. I mean, I don't love them.
Duquesne sucks dick.
I don't love them. BYU's not that good.
They're not.
It's just different pacing styles, I guess. I it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a good game.
I agree. And what's the spread on that Dookie Knees game?
I don't know if it's out yet.
I think BYU rolls.
Let's see here.
It's not out yet.
It's not out? Well, you don't get the fucking...
You get like day of...
Yeah, you do. Here we go. 9.5 for Dookie Knees. All in.
They'll cover that, but they're not going to win.
They're going to cover for sure.
No, but they'll cover the points. I'm going to take the points.
I don't know about that. They'll foul late. They'll be down 9, foul late, and BYU will cover a free throw.
Their knees are going to be covered in Dookie, dude, all game, and they're going to fucking cover.
Thick Dukes.
Yep. I'm in on Dookie Knees. Next up, Illinois Big Ten champions there against Morehead State. Obviously taking Illinois on that one.
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Not so fast, my friend.
Morehead?
What's better than head?
Morehead. Yeah, that's true.
We're not doing that. Illinois is one of the best scoring teams in the country, though.
Yeah.
But it's also Brad Underwood, so...
They will fuck up.
It'll be like their path through the tournament will be, do they fuck up badly enough to lose a game, or do they fuck up and have a close one?
I'm gonna go Morehead State here. This is my upset.
Okay, oh boy. Good for you.
I'm sorry.
It's the madness of March. It would actually be
tearing your bracket in half the same way Nancy Pelosi tore up the State of the Union.
That's not true. It would actually be a more contrarian take to go chalk. Because fucking March Madness never is chalky.
I'm not going chalk.
Yeah, but 3-14.
I'm going Dookie Knees, dude. I'm going Dookie
14
Knees.
Beats 3 all the time. The 5-12 is a lie.
No. And I've got Dookie Knees, so don't even fucking...
I mean, 14 does... I don't know, man.
You're taking the points. That's not a bracket, asshole.
No, it's not
the same thing.
But I think Dookie Knees has got a shot, dude. It's
gonna get I think Duquesne has there. A real shot against
yeah, they,
BYU.
They might. I mean, who knows? But if they can get them to play their pace, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really just mad because I spent like, I don't know, $800 in my Calcutta on Illinois 1 year. And just they got bounced by Chicago or Loyola Chicago.
They do have that. Like if they don't do well, they get bounced in the first round typically, right? Like they'll either get bounced in this game or they'll make it to the Final Four.
They blew their load in the fucking Big Ten.
It's a tough. Actually,
the Big
at
Ten
this,
hasn't won a goddamn tough. Natty since Michigan State in 2001.
No, they haven't. They haven't.
They're a joke.
And then Ohio State's hired Jake Diebler for no fucking reason, so they're not serious about winning a title. Next up, we got Washington State against Drake.
Give me Drake.
Yeah,
I like Drake. Just to add more insult and injury to the Pac-12's legacy.
Yeah, just close them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm taking Drake.
Retire that entire conference.
They're all done.
And does Drake show up for this?
No, it's the Drake curse.
Actual Drake.
Yeah, I'll go Iowa State or Washington State. Yeah.
No, you can't call it a curse. The Raptors won in 2019.
That's right.
And he was there for every fucking
game. He probably
game.
Didn't have money on him.
No, he cursed because he was friends with Clay and fucking Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He cursed them. So if somebody's getting cursed, what you got to do is bring him out and make him friends with all the fucking Kook fans.
I'll go Wazoo, though, just because their name's Drake and they're cursed.
You know why Drake's friends with them, by the way?
No.
Warriors had a late flight and they didn't have anywhere to practice. And he's got a full fucking NBA gym in his house. So he gave the house to the fucking Warriors to let him practice. Which is awesome if you can afford it. Next up, Iowa State against South Dakota State. Iowa State won the whole fucking thing over there, huh?
Yeah.
South Dakota State, though, Jackrabbits. They always put on a show during March Madness.
I think this game's going to be really good, actually.
Because South Dakota State is, you know, they keep the pace up.
They make shots. They're one of the best shooting teams in the country. Like, it's just, it's as long as they, but Iowa State's the best defensive team in the country, so it's, like, literally the best, at least analytically, defensive team in the country. Yeah. I think this game's going to be good, though.
It would be hilarious if they just won the Big 12 and lose to South Dakota State first round.
Be yes, great. It would be amazing. Spread is 16 in this game.
No way Iowa State covers that.
Okay.
I love South Dakota State to cover that. They shoot three. They don't shoot free throws well, but they shoot everything else well, and I don't know. They seem like an efficient team. Obviously, they had to win their conference to be in it.
16's a lot. I'm with you.
They jammed up Houston's offense pretty good.
Iowa State did.
Yeah.
Which is one of the best. I mean, it's top five offense. They jammed them up big time.
It is. Who do you guys have coming out of the East here? We'll start with you, D'Anthony.
I mean, honestly, UConn probably, but
yeah.
If FAU beats UConn in round two, I would say FAU. Just because of the pedigree and experience. Like, they're not all these other teams. None of these other teams have deep playoff experience. Illinois's got a good shot, too. Iowa State's got a good shot if they can lock
down.
San
Diego State was in the Final Four last year.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there are Final Four coaches in this bracket. Three Final Four coaches. Four Final Four coaches in this bracket.
Wait,
right?
Who's the other one?
So there's Auburn. UConn, Auburn, yeah. San Diego State, and
FAU.
And FAU have all been to the Final Four in the last 5 years. Yep. All of the same coach. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the winner of, I have UConn, San Diego State in the Sweet 16. So whoever wins that game comes out of that.
I
think to the Final Four?
Yeah.
Okay. Would San Diego State then be your sleeper for the Final Four?
Yeah, whoever wins that game, the Sweet 16 game between UConn and San Diego State. So I guess, yeah, San Diego State would be the sleeper out of that bracket.
Okay, because there is odds on my bookie for Final Fours, and that's a good one. Like a 5 seed. Going to the Final Four would pay off pretty fucking well.
I don't
well.
See Iowa State running the table. No. I don't see.
You got to be like, it's usually a well balanced team with some experience that goes deep, right? Iowa State is kind of one dimensional. I mean, they're the best at defense, but when's the last time a team that's just good at defense won the Natty?
One? I don't know.
Virginia.
Houston. Oh, yeah. There
Virginia.
You go.
No, Virginia. What was that? 2014?
That was fucking awful.
No,
that was the worst finals. 18.
18 or 19.
Yeah,
worst
second,
finals
yeah.
in the history of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it was like 44 to fucking 50 or something
so
like
gross.
That.
Wasn't a good game? Like,
so
Kyle
gross.
Guy hit some, like a game-winning free throw at the end?
I mean, it was like
it was a good final.
40
it was,
to 41.
It was close,
yeah.
It was close. It was close.
Any shot Illinois pops through here?
No. I think
they've got
an
easier path to the fucking bracket or to their.
They're not beating Morehead State.
I agree. I think I've got Illinois UConn here, and I've got UConn going to the Final Four. What about you, Bob?
I think it's coming out of the top of the bracket. It'll either be UConn or if FAU is able to knock them off, Auburn. Auburn would be the one I like.
Yeah, I have. UConn beating BYU in the Elite Eight to advance.
Okay. And then who's your Final Four team, D'Anthony?
I mean, the smart money's UConn, but if you're, like, for a bracket, I would put UConn. For gambling, the best odds, probably San Diego State is probably the best odds you're going to get that's a reasonable pick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Auburn, I don't know. I'd have to look. I don't know what the odds are yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, once I make 15 or 20 brackets, I'll go see what my bookie has on these. Well, we can pull up now if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are the odds on Final Four?
Well, I'd say we'll go through the list, and then we'll do Final Four odds at the end here. Let's move down to the West brackets. North Carolina against whoever's playing in there.
Howard.
Yeah. Were you guys surprised that North Carolina got a 1 seed?
No.
Okay. Because they ended up losing their conference
meeting
as well.
Yeah, they got to the final.
It's fine. Yeah.
Next up is Mississippi State against Michigan State. A lot of people are angry that Michigan State got in.
Yeah.
19-14 record, not the best.
I'll take Mississippi State here.
Okay. H to the Ezo always pulls it out.
I'm Michigan State. Yeah. You're going to be angry that they made it, and then they're going to make a Sweet 16 or something stupid like that.
They always do. They always fucking do. For whatever reason, man, they'll get them there. And, that UConn game, 26-9.
Here's your 12-5. To look out for.
Yes.
Okay.
Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Whoa! Over St. Mary's?
Oh, yeah.
Love Grand Canyon.
Why do you guys love Grand Canyon?
Will Wade, baby.
They're just feisty as fuck.
Dropping bags.
Yeah. Okay. So are you taking Moneyline Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yeah. Hell right. Yeah. And Grand Canyon, they're chippy, man. Did you see that highlight at the end of their game the other day?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the guy threw the ball at the Grand Canyon player for dunking it? Fuck yeah, dude. Grand Canyon.
So there it's plus five and a half.
It's not Will Wade. It's I'm trying to think of.
They're Grand plus Canyon five and a half. Grand Canyon is, and plus 175 money line there.
See,
for Grand
Vegas
Canyon.
Is telling you that game's gonna be close. Five and a half.
That's a lot closer than I thought it was gonna
yeah.
be.
I'll take Grand Canyon on that.
It's Bryce Drew.
Bryce Drew. That's right.
That March Madness hero, Bryce Drew.
Yeah, I like Bryce Drew. Okay,
so
that's fun.
Yeah, Grand Canyon's doing it, dude.
Yeah, forgive me. I didn't watch any Grand Canyon games this year. So
they're a for-profit institution. I love that.
Yeah, this is like the University of Phoenix being in the tournament.
Trump University. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to be rooting for Grand Canyon.
And the Colangelos are like connected to them.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. They have money.
Okay.
They're buying players.
Good for them. Good for them. Next up, Alabama Charleston. Anything there?
So yeah, actually, I saw something that I thought was kind of interesting with Alabama and Charleston, if I remember correctly. Mostly, it's Alabama has a fucking dog shit defense, and
yeah, but they'll also score 120 points on.
They will
yeah.
take College the over. Charleston. Take the over in this game. Charleston can shoot. Essentially, Charleston is pretty good. Shooting.
Okay.
So I whatever I don't. Know that I love this. Well,
this
actually,
is, by the way, this is the highest over under in the entire tourney here at 173.5. I mean, that's almost an NBA over under for a game there. So that means you're expecting both teams to score. This is an 88-86 game here,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, take the over. Oof. That's the only thing I
Bama reigns threes.
Bama is a 9.5 favorite.
They're going to cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Bama on this one?
Yeah. I think if I had, I feel more comfortable betting the over under, but yeah.
173.5.
Yeah.
Whew. So many fucking points. Next up, Clemson against New Mexico. Was unaware that Clemson had a good basketball team.
They know.
They've got probably the second best big man in the country for college. Not that he's going to be a great NBA player. PJ Hall's really good.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
He shoots like 35-40% from three, so he can spread the floor a little bit. It'll depend on if they have any kind of good coaching at all, which is not typical of Clemson since what's-his-nuts left to go to Texas Barnes like 90 years ago.
Yeah.
Their coaches have sucked since then, but they have one really dynamic player who can do some shit. They're not going to lose in the
They have
first
a lot
round.
Of whites on the Clemson team.
A lot of crackers,
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play decent defense, don't turn the ball over that much, but
White people listen.
I think they'll win one game, and that'll be the end of it.
New Mexico is going to punch him in the mouth. Mountain West is going to show up.
New Mexico wins this game. New Mexico's winning.
I'll ride New Mexico with you guys. Baylor versus that Ivy League school I was talking about earlier, Colgate.
Yes.
That's a 3-14 matchup there. Look, Colgate's full of whites as well. That's that weird fucking style of team. Baylor's not look great.
They'll win this game.
Yeah, Baylor game. Drew even so what Scott Drew, right? Scott Drew kind of for a while had the he couldn't win one mantra. Obviously he did win one.
Well, he won the COVID year.
No, he won the year after the COVID.
That's still COVID year.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
there's a couple of them.
Even when he wasn't like winning at all, they were always every year making Sweet 16 and Elite Eight runs. So I mean, Drew is kind of like the new Izzo. I feel like he's always good for a run.
Okay.
So I think I honestly Baylor through to the Sweet 16. I think is easy.
Dayton Flyers are back in it here against Nevada. Anything there? I'm taking
Dayton, back. Baby. Nevada.
I'm taking Dayton.
Any fucking West Coast team?
Mountain West.
Yeah, he's gonna be all about. But
no,
I'm
I know,
Dayton.
I know, no, I, Dayton. I can tell. I'm going theme, Dayton yeah. as well. Yeah. Next up, Arizona against Long Beach State. Some people are saying Arizona's got an outside shot to win it all.
I have them in the Final Four.
Okay.
Nah.
Bob?
Yeah, they're going to win this game. They lost in this game last year to the 15 seed. To an Ivy League school, though. They're not going to lose this year.
Coming out of this bracket here, look, top teams, North Carolina, Arizona at the bottom here. The rest of this bracket seems pretty goddamn easy.
Yeah, this is one of the lighter talent brackets.
I mean,
that's what it feels like.
Alabama only plays on one side of the ball.
Mm.
Yep. We have St. Mary's going out in the first round. Mm-hmm. I think Baylor's underrated three, to be honest. Baylor's my Final Four pick out of this bracket. Yeah,
I got Arizona.
Okay.
If I hope Baylor and Arizona play.
That Michigan State second round mashup against UNC could be fun.
Yes.
If that's what ends up happening there. D'Anthony, who do you got coming out of this bracket?
Probably Arizona. But if Alabama has a string, if they hit shots, they can win for sure.
Alabama gets hot.
It's the same as Houston, roll. Though, right? Like you have if they don't hit their fucking shots in a game, they're going to get beat by 10, 15 points. So
yeah.
For some reason, neither one of those teams know how to adjust. Like, Houston will be halfway through the second half not hitting threes, and it's like, you know what we should do is shoot more fucking threes. Like, go to the basket and get some layups, score points fouls. Without the clock moving. You know what I mean? Get some no fouls. Need.
Can we get an over-under on Nate Oates technical fouls?
For the tourney?
Yeah.
Depends on how many games he's at, smash right? At least two.
I think Grand Canyon knocks out Alabama in the second round.
Great. Wow, you've got Grand Canyon in the Sweet 16?
Your Cinderella story of Grand Canyon.
Holy shit, I'm almost choked on my water. Fuck.
Yeah, they get a lot. Alabama gives up a lot of steals. Grand Canyon, pretty good at stealing the ball.
Okay. I'm going to take North Carolina coming out of this bracket. Same players as they had from last year. And I just think they're going to be able to turn it on and do it. Not terribly stoked on Arizona, but those are the only two tough teams in this entire thing. I know you guys like Baylor here, but...
No, I got Baylor getting bounced by New Mexico.
Yeah, so I think North Carolina is going to chalk it up in this bracket for some reason. It's those guys all came back to try to win a title. We'll see. We'll see what happens. They did end up getting a one seed. We'll switch on over to the South here. We got Houston against Longwood, which was my nickname in college.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's not going to lose this game, right?
No, it's
not this one.
No.
Man.
No.
Or any of them.
They will. Either. They're not coming out of this bracket, but they have a pretty easy walk to the the Elite Eight.
Next up is Nebraska against Texas A&M.
A&M.
Buzz.
No. Yeah. I got A&M as well. Wisconsin against James Madison here.
I like the Dukes here. I like James Madison.
Yeah.
I did too. Wisconsin's not that great.
They were one of the hotter teams coming into the season. They started out red hot, kind of faltered towards conference play, but I think they're starting to get it.
I mean, they're 31-3.
Yeah.
They didn't falter that much.
Right. Well, they lost, you know, in conference.
Yeah.
Conference.
Next up, we got Duke against Vermont.
Duke.
This is a tough one.
Do you have Vermont?
No, I got that.
Okay. Yeah,
but right. It'll be close. Like Vermont will have like a last second shot that they'll airball and lose.
Yeah. Texas Tech, NC State.
Where do you think NC State's head is right now?
I think
are they emotionally exhausted now?
No, this is the team that like just goes on a run.
Team of destiny.
Here's the thing: I don't even care if they're emotionally exhausted.
Tech stinks.
Tech is not that good, and it's a bad matchup for Tech too. So Tech is. I was looking at like potential upsets or whatever. Tech lets up a ton of offensive rebounds, and
NC State has nothing but big men.
NC State's front court is fucking huge. Tech also gets blocked constantly. Like there's going to be at a serious disadvantage in the front court. Wolfpack. I like NC State.
Yeah.
I like this NC State team. I'm rooting for them now that they've got this fun story. So let's go. I'll ride with that.
It would be really funny if they're the only ACC team to make it to the Final Four after all that shit. After going 4-11 in the conference during the regular season.
Oh, shit. They might have to face Kentucky in the second round. Kentucky against Oakland.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky's good. Yeah,
Kentucky's good.
I don't know. Oakland might show up in protest or something.
Well, no, different wrong Oakland.
That could throw this them off. I know where Oakland, it is. Michigan. I know where it is.
Next up is Florida versus a play-in.
I don't either know Boise until or Colorado. I see the game.
Florida.
They're not going to lose to Boise or Colorado, right?
Colorado's been feisty this year. I don't know much about Boise off the top of my head, but I can't.
And it's a 7-10 seed, so it's not out of the question.
I need to see who they play first, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because the winner of this game, I mean, like, this could be your random Sweet 16 team, either Florida, Boise or Colorado.
Yeah, because I don't think Marquette's all that great, to be honest. Two seems like an overrated.
Well, yeah, they're going to lose to Western Kentucky.
Well, I don't know about all that.
The Hilltoppers. They're
definitely not beating. Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's Florida in the second round, they might beat them.
So, yeah, Marquette with Western Kentucky is a situation where I think Western Kentucky is plays the fastest pace in the country, which means that game's going to be weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Western Kentucky's winning that game.
Okay. I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
When you get weirdo teams like that, you need to take a second look.
Yeah.
So if you see a team that's like, Jesus Christ, like they play like they're on fucking PCP, like something weird.
I took a second look.
Because I don't trust Shaka.
Spread is 14.
Yeah, Western Kentucky covers easy.
That's high.
What's the over-under?
That's high. Over-under is 158.
Western Kentucky does play like Western Kentucky plays fast as fuck. They're not going to lose by 14.
I don't think so either.
They don't really turn the ball over that much either for a team that plays that pace.
I think... either way, I like the over.
What's the over?
158.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a money line here is plus 625.
Do it.
I'm in.
Yeah,
always do a bunch of flyers like this that are all fucked up.
Don't be a fucking coward.
I'm going to do it. I'll do the money line on this. Fuck it. Let's go. Hilltoppers all the way. Looking at the rest of this bracket here, tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm seeing Houston, Duke, Kentucky, and then that's about it over here in this bracket. I feel like Houston's got a cakewalk to the Final Four.
Nah.
In this bracket.
I got Kentucky to the Final Four.
Okay.
On the shoulders of Reed Shepherd.
Okay.
Cold-ass white boy.
Look, they have the talent. They just have not put it together for whatever fucking reason. Same as every other year. These guys are going to be superstars in the NBA on Kentucky. We all want them to turn it on because it's a fucking blast of a
Shepherd's
team when they're playing well.
Shepherd's going to be a fucking
lottery pick. I know.
I think they have two lottery picks.
Yeah. This is a great team. But what's going to stop them from getting there? Got them there.
It's a weak draft, too.
It is. Yeah.
Houston can beat them if they hit shots.
They can, and they play great defense.
Yeah.
They play great defense.
Duke, Duke's not doing shit, I don't think.
I think they'll lose to Houston.
I have no faith in Duke.
Don't overthink it. Houston's rolling out of this.
I got Houston as well. Who do you got out of coming out of this? D'Anthony?
Houston.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, again, it's the same
games.
It's the same story every fucking year.
Yeah. 56
for the last 10 years. It's like, it'll be that or it'll be 90-48 because they'll hit their threes or they'll lose by 15 points. It's fucking ridiculous.
But I do have Houston in the Final Four. Pretty easy bracket here, minus Kentucky and Duke. Switching on over here, where are we at? Midwest.
Yeah, so Purdue versus either Montana State or Grambling.
In an upset.
Second year in a row.
I have Purdue beating a 16 seed.
Really?
That's the upset. Winning the game.
Okay. If they lost back-to-back years, it'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Their loss was so much more egregious than Virginia's, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so much worse.
Yeah. Next up, we get Utah State against TCU.
I'm going TCU.
Utah State.
Okay.
Mountain West boys.
I don't really like.
Why don't you pick the old Mountain West team?
Yeah.
TCU.
I mean, they should be. They should go back.
By the way, their tuition this morning was reported higher than Harvard's now. TCU. Don't really understand why.
Because richer kids go there.
Yeah.
They're not as well connected.
All the kids who don't want to fucking deal with Harvard bullshit or can't get in.
Yeah.
Like if you're from the Dallas area, you can buy your way into TCU.
Yeah.
Buying your way into TCU is a lot cheaper than buying your way into a place that has a $35 billion endowment. Because you got to build a fucking building. You know what I mean? Right. Harvard to get in.
Yeah. TCU here, Utah State.
Utah State.
Right. I'm taking Utah State.
Okay. Gonzaga against McNeese.
This is where Will Wade is, McNeese State. But okay. I'm going to go with the Zags. I think Gonzaga's got a little run in them now.
I think so too.
They've come on really strong.
So two of your four upsets have been 5-12, but the 5-12 thing's a myth.
No, I said Gonzaga.
I know, but two, like 5-12, let's see, St. Mary's.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon over St. Mary's, and then James Madison over Wisconsin. Yep. So two
of your
the
picks.
Possibles, to 50% of the upsets.
Yeah.
And two always win every year.
But it's a fucking myth.
It's not a myth.
But I also got threes and 14s. You know?
That's true. Yeah. You're just a hater.
I have a fucking 15 beating a two. Let's.
Who's your 15 beating a two?
The Hilltoppers.
Oh, that's right. Hilltoppers. Next up, we got Kansas against Samford. Quick question here. Those two guys, they sat out the tournament. They're two best players.
Kansas?
Are they back? Yeah.
I think the one dude's hurt still. Let me check, though. Either way, I like Kansas to win.
Dickinson should be enough to get him over Samford.
Yeah.
Okay, but then Gonzaga probably knocks them out in round two, right?
I think Gonzaga goes to the Sweet 16. Yeah.
That's what I got,
too. Beats Purdue. Gets the Elite Eight. Yes.
I got that as well.
Yeah.
I have that as well.
Yep.
I have Purdue losing again.
Is this the weakest bracket?
No.
No. At the bottom here is where we start to load up.
Deep.
Well, next up we got South Carolina against Oregon.
Got Oregon.
What do you got?
I haven't really looked closely at this one yet. Off the top of my head, South Carolina. South Carolina is a huge surprise team. I don't think they were even close to like ranked.
The Final Four rematch from...
Is it?
A while ago.
No,
everyone, Oregon and South Carolina both made the Final Four.
But I don't think they played each other because I don't think Oregon made the final. And I know South Carolina didn't.
Oh, you're right. Same year, though.
I'll go South Carolina, honestly, without having looked at it a ton yet. Better conference, all that stuff. I'll just go with South Carolina.
Next up, we got Creighton against Akron.
Creighton.
Yeah, you guys were pretty high on Creighton this year. Do you have them going far?
I have Creighton to
it's only so far
the Sweet 16, and unfortunately they're just going to run into a buzzsaw that is Tennessee. Dalton Connect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you love them. They got blown out in the tourney.
It sucks because two of my future tickets are to win the national championship are Creighton and Tennessee, and they got to play each other.
So it's going to eliminate
kind of early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, we got the play-in game there. Texas against who?
Virginia or Colorado State. And it's going to be Virginia, and they're going to beat Texas.
Virginia sucks.
Yeah, but they've always got defense.
No, they suck.
Shitty
they're
team.
So bad this year.
Yeah. Do you think Colorado State's going to win that?
Yeah, probably.
Did they beat Texas?
No, Texas wins that game.
Well, they're not beating Tennessee.
I've got Virginia beating Colorado State and then Virginia beating Texas.
Colorado State, not bad this year, to be honest.
They're going to beat Virginia. Virginia sucks.
Why the fuck is that team page? I'm trying to look at it. Either way, Texas loses first round. I think either way, they're going to get upset. In fact, same.
And I don't think that's a bracket buster either, because if they don't lose in the first round, they're definitely losing to Tennessee.
Yes. I agree.
So that's kind of a low risk bracket.
And by the way, if Texas does win and advances to the second round against Tennessee, smash the Tennessee spread, because I think Rick Barnes probably
running it up.
Texas
fucking gym.
It'd be fun to see that at least, and that'll lead us to Tennessee versus St. Peter's. St. Peter's had a little bit of run there a couple years ago.
It ain't happening again.
Okay.
No.
Just checking in. Out of this bracket, Delco, who do you got coming out of this?
I got Tennessee over Gonzaga in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four.
Same.
Okay.
So that rounds it up. I have UConn, Arizona, Kentucky, Tennessee.
I have UConn, Arizona, Houston, Tennessee.
Okay. Bob?
Which is all ones and twos, which means it's definitely not happening.
I'll go Tennessee out of this bracket. I think I have UConn, Baylor, Houston, Tennessee. Man, fuck that. I'm going Auburn.
You're second guessing yourself now,
yep,
dude.
I'm going Auburn, Baylor, Tennessee, Houston.
Okay. I think I'm going to roll with Creighton in this one to the Final Four. Out of this bracket here, and that'll give me Creighton, Houston, UConn, and UNC. They're in the Final Four. D'Anthony, we'll start with you. Who do you have winning the national championship?
To be honest, I think it's probably going to be Houston. But again, if you put a team like this together, which they do every year for 10 years now, and send them out enough times, eventually they're going to put four or five wins together in a row, you would think, right? Great defense and great three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it's got to work. It's a volume thing, right? It's like if you treated the combined tournaments as a regular season, over time, it should fucking average out to some degree. That's what I think, but who the fuck knows? They can't be trusted.
Well, they definitely have an easy bracket there. So who's playing Houston in the championship?
Man. I don't know. Probably Arizona. I think UConn going back to back to the title game is very fucking tough.
Yeah.
So probably Arizona.
Yeah. Delco, who do you got here?
I got Tennessee beating UConn, your national championships.
Really?
Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay, why? Just because of your boy, Connect?
Connect. And they're just, they're typical Rick Barnes team that plays good defense, and they got a star.
Okay. So. Bob, who do you got in the championship and who wins?
I think Houston wins. I guess probably over. I'm gonna go over Baylor. I mean, the way I drew the bracket out right now, and I'll put my actual like full bracket on Drinking Bros Sports. There might be some changes.
Well, no, they won't be able to see it because everybody's behind the thing there, which is awesome because that's the way you want it to be. Because yes, we all have last second changes and all that other stuff.
No, he's gonna just post it on the sports group.
Oh, we'll post it after the first game's tip off.
Yeah. I'll post my picks, I guess. But
like a screenshot.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'll go Houston over Baylor.
But I'm gonna go
Houston over Auburn. Sorry,
Tennessee. Okay. Whoever wins the Tennessee Kentucky game in my Final Four, I think wins the Natty. So I also want to just kind of like say that if Kentucky wins that game, I think Kentucky wins the Natty.
Okay. For me, I've got chalk in the finals here. I got Houston versus UConn, and I've got UConn actually repeating. Okay. They're deep as shit, and I mean, they've got 10 guys who are great. That's the deepest bench probably in college basketball. If I'm looking at the sexiest team, who has so much potential that should fucking win is Kentucky, but they've never been able to turn it on, man. When's the last time they won? They've got the best player. They have the best players in the nation every year.
Anthony Davis,
yeah.
What year was that? 2014? 12. Shit. 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
11, they should have won in the 14-15 year.
The problem is...
No, they should have won
with Willie Cauley-Stein.
The problem is Calipari's not a good coach.
He does have the most tournament wins ever.
Yep.
Right, he's a great recruiter.
And great recruiter.
How many titles?
Great recruiter.
One.
Yeah. He's got 54 wins in the tournament, and he's got one title. Mm-hmm. That's why. I mean, he's been around for a long time, too, but...
He should have two. Derrick Rose kind of blew it.
Yeah, that's not really on him. I mean, goddamn. Make your fucking free
that
throws.
Memphis team should have won the Natty.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think the Kentucky should just bring back Patino. Wipe the slate clean.
Did you watch his interview?
You got a feel for the Johnnies.
It was good. He was talking about NIL and all this other shit, and he was just like, man, you walk into these locker rooms, because you can literally overhear kids talking about other kids in the transfer portal and how much they would cost or how much money they're going to get and all this other shit. He's going the Saban route here. I'm not sure how much longer he stays in.
I mean, he's 72.
I know.
How much longer? I mean, I don't know.
So is Saban. So, like, this might be it for him. Did St. John's get in?
Nope. No.
Oh, they're out.
And
they,
like Ohio State and several other schools, declined an NIT invitation.
Love that.
As they should.
They just said, fuck it.
Ohio State declined as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Ohio's a big school.
There were
three teams, right?
Oklahoma declined. State, it was like five or six teams.
Oh, really?
Really?
Did UCF get an invite?
I don't know. Probably.
Let's pick up the NIT now.
Well, here's the... No. Here's the... They don't have the Final Four stuff posted yet, but they do have winner.
Oh, they do? Okay. So, let's go over the odds for winner. What do we got?
UConn's plus 400. So your guys are plus
400. 4-1.
That's still good odds. Houston's 575. Purdue is 650. That's retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I would never bet that. You may as well set your money on fire. Like, pretend you're an Air Force guy that's pro-Palestine.
Yeah,
you
know exactly. I
mean? Arizona's, it jumps from 650 to 1400 from Purdue to Arizona.
I like his guys.
Oh, UCF is in. Let's go.
Tennessee's like 15 to 1, I
They're
think.
17 to 1.
17 to 1? Yep. I love that.
Look at this.
If I was going to bet one, I'd bet that.
They put UCF-USF first round matchup. Let's get it.
What a fight.
Oh, that'll be fun, at least for you.
Ohio State's in, by the way. They didn't decline. Okay, no, they're a two seed.
They're a two seed, yeah.
They're playing Cornell. All right. So
Ivy League.
Yeah, so I've got Ohio State winning the NIT.
North Carolina's plus they're 15 to 1. Auburn's 18 to 1. Iowa State is 20 to 1. Creighton is 25 to 1. That's a decent bet.
It is.
Kentucky's 25 to 1 as well.
Illinois is a 30 to 1.
Don't.
I got Villanova winning the NIT.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I've got Ohio State, obviously.
Kentucky at 25 to 1 is a pretty good bet right there.
Sure is.
That's good value.
It is. At Baylor, who would Baylor? 35 to 1.
Mm. Okay.
Nah.
I'd love to see their Final Four odds.
You're going to go out of somebody that's. What's Iowa State's odds?
Iowa State is clocking in at 20 to 1.
I wish that was like 40.
The chances are still zero. They're not fucking making a Final Four.
Alabama's 35. That's another
5-1.
But their defense is so bad.
It is really bad. They're not like Houston. They can hit shots, but they can't do anything else.
I'm going to sprinkle on a bunch of these.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's tourney time.
Grand Canyon's beating Alabama in the second round.
Okay. Well, let's see what Grand Canyon is. Maybe they'll make it all the way.
Yeah, Grand Canyon is. It's 300-1. So if you guys want them to win it all.
If you want my, like, a long shot pick to, or like just like Cinderella of the tournament, it's Grand Canyon. Like, I could even see them.
St. Peter's is 1,000-1.
Sweet.
They're not getting out of the first round.
That's all name rec.
Love them, dude. Love them there.
Montana State.
Gonzaga's at 60-1. That's not a bad
one. Honestly, it would be really funny if this is the Gonzaga team that wins the Natty.
Yeah, that would be.
After all their superstars are gone.
Hilarious.
Honestly, sprinkle that.
It's 60-1.
Put $50 on it to win $3,000. Why not?
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. I always sprinkle a bunch of these.
I'll do
just
that right
it's fun.
Now.
Yeah. Just because it's fun. Illinois, I'll sprinkle on Kentucky. North Carolina, 15-1. Like, I genuinely think they could win the championship. At 15-1, that's not bad. Tennessee is 17-1.
NC State is plus 15,000.
Yeah, yeah, and they should be. They definitely should.
Hey, man, they're on a roll.
They are. They have to win what, six more?
Yeah. NC State. Yeah, I'm seeing 250-1.
Oof! Damn it, dude. You know, it's out there. Let's. Who's the last one in this? Yeah, St. Peter's is the
last one
size.
Is all of the play-in teams. They're yeah. all. They're all. Well, except for South Dakota State. They're
no,
all.
No, Grambling is actually. Grambling State is actually ahead of St. Peter's. St. Peter's.
No, they're the same.
Oh, you're right.
They're all 100 right. plus 100,000.
The Howard so Bison.
1,000 to 1. Stetson Hatters, the Longwood Lancers.
Is it the Stetson Hatters?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. That's a great goddamn team name right there. Shit. All right.
Speaking of that, Tecovas.
Stetson beat UCF.
Tecovas Boots reached out to us about a sponsored deal.
I said, yes, I would love to. Dude. I have great
boots. Maybe you'll finally get some boots because you're not getting them from
Burt Koontz.
Burt Koontz
sure,
ever.
That piece of shit, dude. That fucking piece of shit. Looking forward to this, man. This can't get here fast enough. I'll even bet on the playing game. So check on into Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. I post all my bets over there right before all these tourneys. And I'm going to sprinkle a lot. You guys are going to see a fuck ton of bets here coming up. In the next couple days,
as they're released on MyBookie, we'll put them all
out. We got to talk to MyBookie about NIT odds.
Are they not up yet?
Not yet.
No, it's a tough one here. Who's even playing?
I mean,
these
there's
games?
There's good value in NIT.
There's a lot of good gambling. Games in that. Yeah. The NIT
is there
because a lot of good teams didn't make the tournament because you had fucking teams like
there
Duquesne
are a lot of,
win their
there are a lot of
conference.
Dookie knees is in there, man. Marquette's at 25 to 1 here. Look, there's a ton of fucking good ones here. I'm in. Houston, though, I think with their defense, they go to the Final Four. And
well,
that's
I think
that's
this
close
is
to a lock.
This is if Houston's going to win, if Kelvin Sampson's going to win, this is the year with Shedd as their guard. I mean, they have a star guard and they have that same elite defense. Like, I don't know.
Plus, your boy Cream's in the NIT.
I know. I'll watch for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar over there.
They're one seed.
Women's. Where's the men's at this year? When's the championship?
Isn't it in Houston?
No, it's in Houston Arizona.
Yeah,
it's in Glendale.
Houston was last year.
Arizona. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They put the women's, by the way, in Cleveland, which is
that's where it belongs.
The land.
That's where it belongs. Cleveland or Dayton, one of those shitty Midwest cities.
Hey, ladies, we want to treat you equally. Where are we going? Cleveland. Have
it's like
fun.
That. It's like that 30 Rock episode where everybody wanted to go to Miami and they sent them to Boston.
Yeah.
Oof. There's a bar right down there, too. Or, I'm sorry, not a bar, a casino right by that stadium. That feels like death inside. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. Maybe take in an Indians game while you're there if they're playing over the weekend. Those tickets are $8.
I think they bumped up their payroll from $38 million to $39 million this year. So
they're all in.
Yeah.
You can get those tickets on drinkabrostickets.com for $4.
I think they'll pay you to come watch the game as long as you buy some concessions.
Yeah. There is a bar, though, in right field.
At the Jake?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's great.
That stadium is kind of awesome to be in that shitty-ass city.
It is. It's a fun stadium, and that bar in right field is really fun.
Can you make bets at the stadium?
In Cleveland?
Cincinnati,
yeah,
you can.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it is Cincinnati. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's how they caught the Alabama coaches, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the guy walked up to the betting stand in the Red Stadium and was like, I'll take this bet. I got a hot tip from the team that the pitcher was injured.
Yep. I don't think he said that. I think it was just an unnatural amount of money that was.
No. He told the person at the window that he had a hot
what
tip.
A moron.
A hot tip, dude. You don't have to say, you don't have to talk
you
to the people at the
anything.
Window. You just go up and bet and walk away.
It's like being at Churchill Downs and being like, I'll pick 100 on Pharaoh's whatever because my buddy just gave it morphine. So.
Yeah, yeah.
One time I was stopped by a pit boss for an unusual bet there, and it was a tax issue. I was trying to win some money for taxes that year.
Yeah, I got
it
taken
was
the
Yankees
back.
Against the Blue Jays. It was an 11 a.m. game, or no, a 10 a.m. game, forgive me, and in Vegas because they're a three-hour difference. And the guy goes, how much money are you putting on this? Why? And it was on the run line too, and they stopped it, and they only let me put half, and I had to go to another casino to do the other half.
Yeah, like one time I was in Vegas, my mentor ratted me out, so they took me to the back and just started hitting me with brass knuckles after I was counting cards.
Yeah, you should have, dude. You should have. Did you ever count cards there?
Yeah, my mentor Kevin Spacey.
Dana White counts cards.
Does he?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know how to count cards.
He doesn't.
That's the rumor, dude.
You also can't really count cards these days.
No, they use five decks. I guarantee you there's no way that Dana White is memorizing five decks.
Everybody says he's the best blackjack player there is. So.
No, then if he was doing that, that's what he'd be doing.
Well, he's certainly not Bruno Mars.
No, $50 million for Bruno. What casino is that? Wynn?
MGM.
MGM.
Yeah.
So he's
but MGM could be a bunch. MGM owns four casinos down there.
Residency
so spread out.
I was just going to say expect a residency out of Bruno Mars. It's going to be an Elvis sitch where he's just working off the debt there.
Yeah, he's going to be serving fucking steaks.
Yep.
And now Elvis
was working there paying off his manager's debts, unbeknownst to him.
Who, the Colonel?
Yep. And that's why he was in Vegas for fucking ever. So expect Bruno Mars to have a fun residency there super soon. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. We'll be live on Patreon, Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon, in 10 minutes for Drinking Bros Fake News. We appreciate you tuning in. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap and the March Madness Prediction Show. Good morning, everyone.